Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
Most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. And we're back. We're back. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday to everybody.
Happy Thursday, man.
We got a bunch to talk about, so I don't want to waste a ton of time here, but... obviously, the coronavirus concerns surrounding college football and all the news breaking there. The ACC at the time of this recording right now is in a meeting and has not had any official word of that meeting. If that happens during our time here, we'll discuss that. We're going to have Tyler Marone on to talk all things college football. But before that, we're going to do a flyby on Alan Griffin's offer also. And we had a recruit, 17th recruit of the 2021 class. So plenty to talk about and not a lot of time to do it, honestly. So
no, sorry about the no, you know, pop top there. I already had it open.
Yeah, that's actually very disappointing.
I'm sorry.
You're going to have
to. There's reasons, but I'm sorry. I disappointed.
Well, is it bottles?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Before we get into all that stuff, did I say we're having Tyler on? We're having Tyler on. I did say that. Of course I did. Okay. Look, this show is distributed by Armchair Media, a title sponsor for Armchair Media, and the Q's Militia is Bet Online. Okay. Sports are coming back. Okay. We've got a little bit less to bet on as far as the college football season goes, but stuff to bet on nonetheless. Okay, we got MLB. It's like every 5 minutes. So there's plenty to do on Bet Online. Yeah. They also have their own written articles and literature there for you to check out. Some of it written by Armchair Media. So you can go there and find that. visit Bet Online today. Check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. As I mentioned, don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back sports bonuses. And of course, you've got all of the non-sports related things. If you like poker, you're into that. If you want to bet on simulated sports, you can do that. Obviously, NASCAR is back, and we love NASCAR here at Q's Militia. So hit that up. Go there. Do that. Then after you go there, what you're going to want to do, you might want to freshen up after you, you know, might want to freshen up. And the best way to freshen up is with Manscaped. Okay. Now it's called Manscaped, but as I always say, my thing is the women can use it too. You don't have to tell your significant other that you're using their tools to manicure. It's fine. You can use it. Works on everybody. And, you know, this is the Lawnmower 3.0, which is just one more better than the 2.0, apparently. So it is redesigned. It's got the skin-safe technology, as I've talked about. So you're not going to get snagged up, okay? That'd be terrible if it did. Just ask Joe. Also, it does have a sleek new charger for it, and it doesn't just plug in like the old one. It's got a nice little stand for it. So also, and I keep bringing it, it's all these new things. It is also waterproof. You bring it right in the shower with you, rinse it off just like your regular razor. No issues. And for all you guys with the hairy backs, you know, get your old lady, buzz that sucker. It is beach season. We still do have some summer left. So, you know, buzz the back. So I'm saying. No?
I mean, just saying. I told you that in confidence. You had to bring it up.
Joe, not very hairy. I will say that. I will say that. If you could only see. If this was a YouTube show and not just a audio show, it would be you would understand. So
I was talking about you bringing me up earlier, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Where was I? Look. Go to manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair. It's manscaped.com. The giblets will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair. Manscaped.com. 20% off free shipping. Thank you, manscaped.com. Okay, so I did get a whiff of this Alan Griffin story earlier. I did not look into it until our good buddy James set us up with... or texted us here, and according to, where was this, Joe? How long ago was that? Goodness gracious.
It wasn't that long ago. I saw it on Syracuse.com.
Okay. A tweet from Mike Waters from Syracuse.com. Yesterday we heard that Indiana had reached out to Alan Griffin regarding its assistant coach in vacancy. I talked with the Syracuse assistant who says he's staying with the Orange. So that's good news. I don't know. At what point do we get, you know, protective of our assistant coaches, Joe?
I mean, I don't even think it's a year thing as much as it's like just the fact that he was a Syracuse alum, right?
I mean, that's
the big
thing.
He was an Orange, right? I think that's kind of what it, you know, I think that's one of those things where I don't think you really need to coach that long if you were a player because you're still remembered and, yeah, you automatically become a fan favorite and you become part of the family and you know, the fans like that, and they want to see him stay, obviously. So, and the whole thing with this, though, is that we picked him up. He came from Dayton as an assistant coach, and that's where Archie Miller, who now is the coach at Indiana, used to coach. So that just kind of just tells you how well this guy's respected in the college football coaching landscape – or, sorry, college basketball coaching landscape. So he's coming back, and he's getting his guy. He – obviously liked him when he was there, and now he's trying to get his assistant coach back. And you know, I don't know if it's recruiting or if it's just continuity and how it worked in Dayton, but he was successful. So I'm glad that this move did not happen for sure.
Yeah, you never, you know, like the same thing with Hopkins. We just went through it a few years ago. Never like to see that, obviously. So, and like you said, an alum, but. You know, these guys, they're not going to, you know, the chances of them staying here while Boeheim's going to just stay head coach at the helm for any amount of time. I mean, money talks is the bottom line.
Yeah. So, right. And if it was a head coaching job, then maybe I'd understand. But assistant.
Yeah. James said he heard that Indiana offered him a good amount of money. So.
Right.
That he apparently is turning down. So that says a lot, which is great. It could say, you know, could speak volumes of what they're doing over there, too. So,
yeah. Or maybe Alan Griffin's just comfortable and he wants to be there until the coaching spot, the head coaching spot comes his way.
Yeah, true.
How about that?
So, all right. One more thing before we move on to Tyler. Fourth offensive lineman, 17th of the 2021 class, Tyler Magnuson, 6 foot. 5'260". He rated 3 stars by 247sports.com. He had offers from Arizona, Duke, Army, Air Force, Toledo, others, Central Michigan. So, fourth offensive line, shoring up that offensive line, getting some boys ready for the following year campaign. You know, so.
Yeah, it's just par for the course for the kind of offensive lineman we've been getting. Just 3-star. He's got good size. He's just going to need a little bit of time to you know, get into that, you know, body and get some, you know, strength and conditioning to be able to play at the college level. But again, the tape looks pretty good. He's got good size, and you know, we'll see what happens. See what happens a couple years down the road here.
Absolutely. So. All right, are you ready to get Tyler on? Anything else? quickly?
No, I'm good.
All right, join us now. That's the typical theme music for James or Tyler, but I've already told you Tyler's coming, so welcome. Tyler Morona, former host of the Trademark Podcast, former defensive end for Syracuse football, our good buddy, at Tyler Morona on Twitter. Welcome. With the spectacles, you look very studious, my man. Handsome, as Thank always. You. Look at you.
Oh, please.
Look
please,
at you.
Please, please. Can we, I think we might have to adjust my intro now. To be honest, like, this is... I'm now the defensive line coach at Newport Harbor High School. So,
oh, okay.
We got to plug that going forward.
I will.
Because, like, if there's anybody in the Orange County area that wants to have top-level defensive play out of their kid, come to Newport Harbor High School. There's no zoning laws in Costa Mesa or Newport,
oh, no
so you can
kidding.
Find a place anywhere, and you can come play.
Oh, wow. School so choice. Just, okay. We'll figure.
Yeah.
Which... really kind of hurt us last year because there was like a generational team at our rival school and they had like four or five guys go to Pac-12 schools, and since half of them were supposed to go to our school and there's no zoning laws, they just created a super team down the road, and I was like, that's the one time it doesn't go anywhere.
So look, you're here because you're our football guy. There's a lot of football news going on, okay, with the surrounding the coronavirus and the concerns with all that. And we're not here to make political points or anything like that, but we want to get your thoughts. I want to play for you what Jim Boeheim said, what Dr. Cameron Wolf from Duke said. He's the ACC's basically their expert, their viral expert. We'll talk about all that because the ACC is pushing forward, the SEC is pushing forward, and the Big 12 is pushing forward, so far as we know. So, let's start with Coach. We'll do this segment and then we'll do a little bit of fan feedback, have a little bit of fun, and we'll sign off. Okay. How's that sound? Sound good? Good. All right.
Good.
So, all right, here's Coach on Sirius XM. This was 3 days ago. So that puts us what, like Tuesday ish. So this is what he had to say about college sports in general.
Well, what I see is with younger people under 25, there's nobody's dying. Anybody healthy can get sick. 40 to 50% of the cases are probably with no effects. But when you see the football players coming back, and when they initially come back and test positive, that means they got it at home. Since they've been back on campus, these same football players are testing negative and are practicing already with no effects. You see that all over. You see the sports leagues that have started, there's been a couple little disruptions, but for the most part, these got healthy athletes, either asymptomatic or they don't get anything from this disease. And I just don't see why we don't push forward like all the other sports have. And you're talking about college kids that are going back to school, and you're talking about high school kids that are going back to school, because in my mind, this could go on for 2 years or 3 years. Are we just going to stop everything for 2 years or 3 years? I am not a great believer in a vaccine. The flu vaccine still doesn't work. And we've been looking for that for 30 years or so. So I don't see a cure coming. And if there's not a cure coming, are we just going to give up and sit home for the next 2 years?
So, by the way, Dr. Cameron Wolf from Duke is an infectious disease specialist. I stumbled on that. Should have wrote that down. So, for the ACC, by the way. So let's roll this backwards. What are we going to do? You know, just sit it out for 2 years? Do we push forward? I mean, what do you think about Coach's comments, Tyler, there and just in general?
He as far as playing sports, that was about as good as you can make the case to play sports. You know, but it's kind of weird. I mean, geez Louise, I didn't expect Coach to sound so old. I mean, I know he's an old guy, but that just was like talking to to Grandpa, which, you know, hey, look, that's totally fine. And, like, I'm not sure if you saw Lou Holtz the other day. And this
yes,
is not
I
old
did.
Shaming by any means. But, like, comparing, you know, the ACC running out and kicking off week one to the soldiers storming the beaches of Normandy, like, just don't see where the comparison
not
lies
a good one.
There.
It's not a good
no
one.
No correlation.
No, not right. a good, not a good one.
I had to get that off my chest.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Was I needed to talk about Lou, and unfortunately, Coach kind of brought him back to mind. But you know, it's tough because I think the thing that all the football officials are afraid of is the potential lung and cardio and cardiovascular effects on the players. And that's what all the people that are smarter and more connected than me have been talking about on their shows, is that they're really afraid of potential heart problems with guys that get their heart rate up so high, and having a 5 to 10%, you know, deficiency on their lungs or heart would be very, you know, detrimental. And we already see these guys having to get medically disqualified with their heart problems. And it seems like there's always a guy trying to go in the NBA draft that, you know, has something happen to him. And it's, I really don't want, you know, obviously in a best case scenario, we play and we bubble up and we do the whole deal. But at this point, the athletes don't really have an option, because it's like, well, we either play and we risk it, and then if we don't, we get nothing. And if we play, we get only the scholarship. So, and if the schools are honoring the fact that, okay, well, if you just want to opt out and keep your scholarship, then it's kind of a no-brainer for the kids to just pass if they have that ability, except for the guys that are wanting to go play pro. But we've already seen all those guys opt out already that kind of thought. So long story short, I don't know. I don't think that there is a great way to handle all this at the moment besides trying to replicate the pro sports, which is hard in and of itself.
Yeah, there's no perfect way to do it. And there's always going to be concerns. And if we talk about issues post-coronavirus that could be 5-10 years down the road, well, what do we do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Do you just shut everything down? We're talking about when you look at it as a whole, and the CDC came out with some numbers that I'll just give out. But when you talk about some of the heart issues with that they're finding with coronavirus, there's the same thing happens with flu, and all viruses can cause some of these same issues. So it's like we're just the microscope is on COVID right now. So it seems like that all these things can only happen with COVID, or this is the problem with COVID. Well, COVID's a virus, just like every other virus. It can cause issues down the road. It can cause issues immediately after heart issues and lung issues. That's the thing with other viruses as well. So, I mean, what do we do? The best place, in my opinion, for college athletes is, like Joe and I talked before the show, is in the bubble, the college athlete bubble, where they've got the doctors there, they've got the specialists there. There are going to be positive cases. It's going to happen. I mean, it seems to be that it's already run through the Clemson Tiger team, and what
Tar
was
Heels.
It? In UNC, it seems to have already kind of run its course through there. I mean, it's very possible that those teams may not even have a hiccup. Some of the other teams may. There probably will be some sort of hiccup like that. But if these guys aren't getting tested all the time, if those college athletes weren't getting tested when they got tested, there's a good chance that they might not even have known they had it because they're asymptomatic.
Right.
Well, and here's my question, right? So they say, well, player's health, right? Player safety, they don't want them to catch it. But, I mean, do they not worry about going and doing social things, going out and, I mean, are there going to be kids on campus?
That's the
alternative.
Are they
going to go and are they going to, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because realistically, I mean, and Tyler can speak to this more than anything. I've lived a very, very, it was just during the summer, not before even school started, and the schedule was brutal. But when you're a college athlete, D1 level with your classes and stuff, especially in season, I feel like there's very little time. I mean, you get done with all your practices, your meetings, your school, do your homework, do everything you do. How much time do you really have to go out and live a social life or go and do certain things, right?
Very little.
Okay, exactly, right?
Very
so if you play football, and then most of them, right, most of them are on, what, was it South Campus or something? And they all live together in the apartments, right? They all have. So realistically, it's one of those things where that's almost, you're almost having your own little bubble there, right? People can come over, hang out. There's that. But realistically, if you don't play football, then these players are going to go out and they're going to be more social. And they're going to go out and do more things because they are not going to have a full schedule. And then again, what I talked to with Sean, and I'm sure you agree too, Tyler, because you probably have seen it and know it too. When I went, just for the short period that I did, I left because they redshirted me because I wasn't there for school. Right. Nice. So there's a lot of people, and I'm not saying everybody, but there are kids that go to college strictly for sports. So what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do when you take that away from them? What happens? Is there depression? Is there substance abuse? Is there going out and getting in trouble?
Quitting school, going back home, or just going back home in general, or whatever.
I'm telling you, if I would have stayed and I got redshirted, I would have flunked out. I had no incentive to stay there.
Who's Kylan Hill? You guys familiar with Kylan Hill?
No.
Where is he from? Gosh. Hold on.
I'm just saying that there's other repercussions that come with this other than that. And as far as just worried about them catching it playing football, I think that there's a far greater risk of them catching it when football season, if they don't have a football season, because they're going to be out actually socializing and doing things versus staying to their strict schedule and being around the same people basically all the time.
That's totally correct. I mean, and the fact that the South Campus really does provide kind of, and really the university as a whole. So if you get the numbers down and you just start to isolate one-offs that get it, you can actually make Syracuse especially kind of into its own bubble, as long as, you know, people can't come. Like, it would really have to be blocked off, though, and like other people that are not associated with the university at all cannot come in, or students cannot leave. And it will actually act as, you know, its own bubble, similar to how it's being done in Orlando. Like, I really do think that you're right in that fact, where if every, you know, precaution is being made and everybody's being wise about it, it actually can work. But the only difficulty that they foresee, I believe, is with traveling, and then all the people that just the natural mixing.
That's
just too rampant, and mom and dad and son or daughter cannot help themselves but go back to wherever they're from, and then all of a sudden be the super spreader, yada yada yada, just like any concern,
right?
But Joe, to your point, I've seen numerous guys go home from either at my time at junior college or my time at Syracuse or even after, where they go home and they're 6'4", 235 and handsome, and they come back 6'4", 335 and not handsome. You know, it's like we're talking a whole different person. They're unmotivated because they don't have coach yelling at them all the time. Some of these guys like need someone to bark at them all the time. Some of these guys need the game, like you were saying, to feel like they have a purpose in life. Like, to me, that was my identity. And it's in large part of the reason why I'm going back into it, is because the thing that makes me happiest more than anything is getting some sort of success out of the field, whether that's, you know, emotional, which was the bigger one for me, is that I, you know, had so much teaching that happened to me and so much social and emotional development. And then also just the pure attrition of like, hey, there's a lot in a competitor that just gets off on, I'm just better than you today, and there's nothing you can do about it. And when you get to that highest level, it's nothing but that from everybody at like their own kind of micro little bubbles that they have. Like, to me, it was me versus offensive tackle, and that was the best thing that I did all day. It's like some people really like, you know, walking on the beach. I like getting in a fight with the offensive tackle. Like, that's just what I like to do. And you take that away from me, I feel very naked. So there's all sorts of repercussions, not just from, you know, the illness side of it.
There's a lot of things to consider. Kylan Hill plays for Mississippi State, by the way. And he was put in the news because he has a tweet to that point. He says, I don't want to go home for a reason. Everybody home. Hometown is not peaceful. People are getting killed every day or week in my city. Okay. The dude is in college, trying to make it in football. He has this opportunity. He does not want to be home. He wants to be in college.
To get away from where he
came from. He wants to get away from Columbus, Mississippi is where he's from. He wants to get away. It's his outlet. How many other kids have football as an outlet. You don't have to just have an outlet without concerns. Josh Black came out and he says, "Look, I want the ACC to do third party testing. I don't want there to be any bias in the testing. He wants everything to be transparent as possible." Totally. That's completely reasonable, right? Yeah. So, and I think the ACC can do that. What was it? The Big Ten was canceled. Coach Harbaugh said they had like 355 negative tests in a row at Michigan.
Yeah. Well, they're still practicing like right now in pads. Like they're ready to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy, but
this is such a crazy move. It's just, like, go on.
That stuff, I mean, football, I mean, being a part of a team, being a part of a brotherhood, whether it's football, volleyball, I don't care. That motivates you. That's a passion. That's a love. When you get to this level, it's in you. I mean, and it, yeah. it creates people. You know, that's where people get from. You come from where you, the communities you came from, and you learn how to be a man. You learn so many life lessons, and
no doubt, man.
And the brotherhood, and just being part of a team. Like, that was part of the Army that I loved after, right, you know. Being, I mean, that's stuff that just is—it's infectious, and it motivates you to do the right thing. And some people might not understand that, just, you know, sitting from their couch and everything. But that's the one thing that I'm kind of just over, is that it's one of those things where just because we talk like this doesn't mean we think one way or another. Like Sean said, there's no political avenue one way or another. It's just, why can't you question things? Why can't you say, well, let's not just look at the health efforts, mm-hmm. right? Let's look right. at everything in the background. Let's look at the other effects that it creates, you know, and instead
yeah,
I'm listening
to look at the positive side of football and like what the good side of it brings, you know, and
right.
that it's not insane to ask students to play. You know, or just it's
they actually have a choice
to ask people to play, you know, for the enjoyment of literally the rest of the country.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest about how many people rely on a football Saturday to like make it through the week.
Totally. And it's all day, you know, and we love it. Yeah. And
right.
Tyler, the kids have a choice. They're not being made yeah. to do anything. They have a choice. And, you know, when you look at the numbers as a whole, okay, 2.1 of ER visits are for COVID symptoms. Okay, that's just for COVID symptoms. It could be someone coming in with a cold. 1.9, this is from the CDC, 1.9 of active cases are hospitalized right now. 0.014 of all Americans are hospitalized right now. And 0.7 are currently positive. So not even 1% of the population. And I'm not trying to downplay it, but I'm just saying, on a broader spectrum, those are the numbers. I think as of last week, 250 deaths for the age group between 15 and 24. Okay, it's 250 too many. I understand. That's not the point. We're talking about almost a decade of births in this country, and you're looking at 250 deaths. So I guess what my point is how low do these numbers have to go before it's safe? I mean, and people have asked me, well, would you send your kid to school? I'm like, yeah, I would. I would send my kids to school. I'm not saying don't wear masks. I'm not saying don't wash your hands. I'm not saying don't be respectful of people's space. What I'm saying is that there is a responsible way to do this. And to my point earlier, the kids in college football have all of the resources to do this in a responsible manner, more so than anybody on anybody else on campus, even. So we can come and pay $60,000 a year to go to Syracuse and sit in class as a student, but we're not going to play sports. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. When you look at it, I think it's most of it's liability. These college presidents and ADs, it's sure. a liability. Cameron Wolf.
Let them sign waivers.
Yeah. Cameron Wolf, Duke infectious disease specialist. This is from the News and Observer. He had an interview with The Daily. He said, "We believe we can mitigate it down to a level that makes everyone safe. Can we safely have two teams meet on the field? I would say yes." And he did admit that it would be tough and expensive and require hard work, but he's optimistic about it. So, the people who canceled, we didn't really get a reason for the cancellation other than it was, you know, no one said it wasn't safe. They just said, we're not going to play football.
Yeah.
So that was that.
I mean, is having the football team contract the virus just like is it really just that's like the worst possible thing that can happen as far as like an optics thing?
Well, I guess deaths would be that worst thing, right? I mean, if someone...
Well, that's part of contracting it though, right? Is that you have the potential for like your star student to pass away because that they were doing something on your watch and on your dime type of deal. And let's not get it twisted either that these schools are going to be losing so many dollars on this, and they already are. And how many programs have already in California been cut as a result of this is really tough. And they need that football money. There's no doubt about it. Not only to fund the students getting their education, which is priced way too high in my belief already. And number two is that they're taking away opportunities for other students to get a free education based off of merit and based off of their hard work. And now that's just all going away. So, and that's really tough. And I think the last thing is to, I think that to make a point from all the way back, there was a bunch of guys that I played with that that needed to move away and stay at campus full time. And I really think that that's important for a lot of guys too, is that like college is super sick. And like for a lot of guys, like going to Syracuse and having a place like all year round was way better than their certain situation. And so I think it is, encouraging to think that it can happen. And that if there is a model to play, and that let's just say if the SEC or just ACC are doing it, then it creates a roadmap for like the rest of everything to try to start working itself back. You know, like would college football be better off trying to be like the person or the thing that solved the pandemic than like bent the knee to it?
Well, someone's going to
ultimate spin zone.
Someone's going to win. Yeah. Someone's going to win big in this, and someone's going to lose big in this. I mean, if it turns out that everything's going to be okay, and we don't know, obviously, but if it does turn out that everything seems to be okay, we are the ACC and the SEC are going to look great. The Big Ten's going to struggle. I mean, they're going to lose a ton. Yeah. I mean, we think about just the revenue alone, obviously.
And the recruiting, and like, how do you come back from that being
that's the other thing.
Figure out how to play a season.
That's the other thing. At OilCuse tweeted us this morning from
Captain Patrick.
Yeah, shout Captain out. Patrick. That's right. At Cuse Sports 44 said, if ACC, Big 12, and SEC continue, have to think this will be a systemic effect on recruiting. For example, massive SU target George Rook looks to be down to Michigan, Penn State, and Syracuse, among others. If Syracuse has a season when Big Ten doesn't play, who's going to get that recruit? Or look at maybe the transfer opportunities. Like, the kids are going to go eat where the food is at. And if there ain't no food in the Big Ten.
It's always been that way. And that's kind of the deal.
Yep.
It's always been that way. Do you have anything, Joe?
Yeah, I was going to say George Rooks, by the way, his father played at Syracuse. That's why he's in that top three, legacy recruit. So hopefully we get him because he is an animal. I believe he's a four-star D-tackle. But But nonetheless, when it comes to it, I mean, again, too, that comes down to certain people like jobs and stuff like that, too. Referees, people that actually you're talking about small towns that look forward to these home games that, I mean, they make enough money for those during football season to run for the whole season, for the whole year. Like they look forward to that. So again, that's just a couple other things to throw on there. But as far as is I'm concerned, and it's just, even today, I just listening to ESPN News coming in, listening to Bart Scott and some of these guys this morning, just sitting here talking like I was 18 once, and basically talking like I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I wish someone came and told. I mean, I'm over these people that it has nothing to do that's going to affect it. Like, yeah, I'm a huge fan. If there's no college football, that's fine.
We got through March Madness, right?
I'm cautiously optimistic, okay? Right. But at the end of the day, I'm not sitting here like, they gotta play. I don't care about their medical health. Like, it's not that. It's just, I look at it like they want to play. There's a huge movement right now with college players. Like
Trevor Lawrence.
They want to play.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence.
Their parents.
If the best two players want to play, I mean, you might as well let them play.
Their parents are. The parents wanted to play. Their coaches wanted to play. And meanwhile, ESPN sits there and basically tells them,
"No, you don't know what's best for you."
You don't know what's best for you. Let the people that know what's best for you know. And you can't listen to their parents because their parents are just looking for that doubt, for that check, right, for them to go to the NFL. And you can't listen to their coaches because if coaches
understand, like, unless they've been under the eligibility clock themselves, like, you can't talk about like how you're going to use your time. Like that thing starts and it doesn't stop, man. Like, you got to take advantage of your window, no matter whether it's in college because like Trevor probably wants to be the best college player of all time and then be the best pro player of all time, and he's like a far cry away from being better than Tim Tebow's career at this point. And like, he's got a lot of ground to make up. Like, he has zero Heismans. Yes, he has the championship, but then he also got embarrassed last year. So, like, you know, he's probably trying to be like, hey, look, I got to salvage this thing for myself.
Yeah.
So the record books are fair to me.
Sure.
You know, don't deprive him of that. And, like, I think the NFL is going to play and at least make an effort to play. So it's like, I'm with you guys where it's like, I don't think that this is going to be the end-all, be-all where if, like, no college football, you know. But I look forward to it, too. Like, it's one of the best parts of my year is watching Syracuse play football or any athletics. And, you know, and I rely on that for, entertainment. So, and it's like, it just helps everybody if it can get done.
Yeah, I'm just over the self-righteous people that want to sit here and talk like that they just know better for you, and that, you know, the parents, they have a hidden agenda, the coaches have a hidden agenda, the kids, they're
not
too young and dumb to know what's better for them. Like, like, come on, like, if they want to play, who am I to say, look, I didn't lose my job. My life didn't change.
Right.
So it's easy for me to sit here if I was on that high horse and say, oh, you can't play, you can't do this. But I'm not a person where my life got affected by this. You know, I'm not a person in Bart Scott's in there talk, oh, it's just a year. It's just a year. Oh, that's easy for you to say when you're a millionaire retiree, right? you can't say that to a kid who's trying to make it. It's just a year. A year is a long time when you only got four.
And they're not refundable is what I'm trying to say. You can't take a rain check. That's the big thing.
Yeah, anything could happen, too. I mean, anything can happen in a year. So
in life, you get chances, and you got to take advantage of them. And taking one out of 4 years of your chance away, that's a big deal.
Okay. That's like 25%, if I'm not mistaken.
That's actually exactly 25%.
Okay, good.
I'm glad Joe can math. Look, we'll wrap this discussion up, and then we're gonna do a little would you rather. The Syracuse sports would you rather, okay? I mean, got a couple of them. I didn't get a ton of responses, but you know how it goes. The Twitter's a little weak in the midday time. I think people
it's
are
very weak in the midday. I've come to notice that too. There's a sweet spot.
There is a sweet spot. It's like 9 o'clock at night Eastern. No one does anything by West Coast time. Tyler.
Which is brutal for me. I love Central time. It was the best because you're like halfway in between. This is the worst time frame, but I can't complain about anything, dude. I'm doing well.
Look, one more time, I got to mention the good folks over at Bet Online. The sports keep coming back. Well, some of them do, some of them don't. You want to bet on who comes back and who doesn't? Maybe you can go over to Bet Online and do that. You're not a betting man, Tyler. You exposed yourself on here.
I want to do that.
Okay, but you can. You can. I'm going to tell you how. No one's asking you to put down $100, $200, Ty. We're talking peanuts, man. You can go there with $10, put in $10. You can bet on virtual sports. You can bet on golf, NASCAR. I know you're from the West Coast, not probably a big NASCAR fan.
With $10, you say?
I'm trying to not make you so nervous. I mean, no one's big money like
Joe. That's fair. Right,
I mean,
exactly.
You know?
That's $4 over there.
I mean, like, I throw a 50 spot in, and I'm good. Like, I'll just see how long I can make it last.
Maybe too rich for my blood, and then next thing I know, I'm, like, you know, 50K in the hole.
Exactly. See, how's that happen? I don't know. Let's not find out. Bet online. We're not trying to sign titles over either. That is no good. So, go to visit betonline.ag today. Check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget, they have the written literature there. Don't forget to sign up. Take advantage of all the welcome back sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts with cool music behind it. I put the surf music on today for Tyler, by the way. Got the surf bumper music for Tyler out there and near the beach, wherever. So...
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. And also, by the way, I would never bet irresponsibly. I'm very anti-irresponsible betting.
Me too. I'm actually way too careful. I'm like that with the stock market. I'm like that with everything. And I'm like, man, why didn't I just throw a bunch more at it? Yeah, even double what I did maybe. Like,
see, the good thing with the stock market is you don't lose all of it.
Right.
Well, you never lose, right?
Very seldom.
you never lose. Even if you lose, if you don't pull it out, you don't lose.
There's always tomorrow.
There's always another day.
Right, exactly. Okay, so did we cover all of the sports stuff as far as Corona goes and the NCAA?
I have one quick thing that I wanted to touch on just real quick.
Okay.
And I wanted to make this known on the show that whenever we have a show, inevitably two signings will happen the very next day.
We mentioned at the beginning of the show, and maybe one of y'all can check Twitter for this real quick while I get started on some fan feedback stuff, but the ACC is in a meeting when we started the show, or maybe it was out of the meeting, but no stories have been done on what the outcome of that meeting was. So that's probably likely to break after the show as well.
Okay. And as far as something that I wanted to bring up as well is, I don't know if you know, Tyler, that the NCAA, they canceled all fall sports except football.
Yeah.
And that Mark Emmert actually said there's going to be no fall championship games. So to me right now, I mean, they always talk about breaking away from the NCAA. I mean,
This is the time. Pete Thamel, I think he's of Yahoo.
Yeah.
He said there will be no news from the ACC tonight.
Okay, good. It'll be tomorrow when we can't cover it.
The ACC and the Big 12 tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. We got to see if a three-way title works this year, not a five-way, as far as only if three conferences play. Because they said, that I also saw that the playoff committee will vote on teams that do play and make a top 25 of participating teams.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like a sneaky top 25 thing for Syracuse now? Like, does it help us out?
I mean, I obviously, the less teams there are, helps anybody
involved.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like the NCAA is trying to freaking hold every conference to the fire and say, hey, you guys better not, is what it sounds like to me. So
I don't get why the NCAA doesn't rebrand and say we're the minor league, the minor league football.
That TV money's going to go somewhere, and it's going to go to the...
Because then they'd have to pay them.
Yeah.
Well, again, this is an opportunity to be first, and this is what, I just don't get.
I'll tell you what, I'd be pushing name, image, and likeness hard right now. They ain't going to pay the players. That's not going to happen.
So that was my original question. Is Syracuse doing something on these recruit? Like, what are they saying to get these guys? Like, are they really spearheading, hey, our communication department's the best, we'll get you locked and loaded with this, image and likeness deals? Like, how are they, I feel like they're turning a corner, and they're obviously selling something.
No. I have no idea, Tyler.
Only time will tell.
You're the one with the hookups. Let's do...
I'll make the call.
let's do some lightning round fan feedback. I did put out a poll. Fan poll, do you think college football should be played this season? 58% out of 347 votes on Twitter said yes. 42% said no. Had some replies at Saltwater Smoke, our buddy Tim. Absolutely. It's past time to stop all this living in fear nonsense. Let's see. At Jeff Abram, I don't like this question. I vote neither because I believe that sports should be played in the spring. That's a good point, too. Now, you shorten the offseason there, but I think that's...
What's going to change from now on?
No, nothing.
Just think that nothing. All sports should be in the spring, just at all times?
I don't think it's feasible as far as just everything goes. I just think it's too much because basketball starts 2 months after football. I mean...
I know.
And what do you do then? Start everything in the spring? You got that short off season for football. I don't think it's not a realistic expectation. It's not a real thing. I don't even know why it was even brought up. Seriously, it's dumb. That's the worst solution I ever heard.
I heard a good solution.
This is a lightning round.
Five games in spring just to get something in if your conference does push back. That was the only thing I was saying there. I heard that as far as an option, but I still think that I'd like to see him play in fall, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to watch no Pac-12 passing league in the spring. Get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love the Pac-12. Don't get me wrong.
I know you do.
But, and they are very much a passing league, but it's not going to be a good year for the Pac-12 anyway, as far as their talent. So they're just let's just move on along.
One Wing Nightmare on Twitter says, should, yes, will it, no. So still doesn't think it's going to happen. At Scott Damon 10, Scott's Damon 10, should be played, no. Do I want to, yes, at the risk of the kids, that's just not fair. And some people will scream at me, but I work in a hospital. I see the what the virus has done. It's sad for me to say no. Well, fair enough.
Is he the real hero?
I guess so. So, let's see. Next one. Oh, another poll I put out. It was a week of polls. We've all seen the 2020 schedule. Where does the orange end up? 4 wins or less? 5-6? 6-5? Or 7-plus wins? 5-6 led the pack with 31%. So, the least of which was 23%, 7-plus wins. What do you say, Ty?
Well, I woke up one morning to a text from Michael Lasker that said, he texted me the picture of the schedule and he said 6-5. I was riding with 6-5 to begin with. The reconfiguration of the schedule absolutely murders us in this regard, which, again, if there's a classic ACC moment, the schedule announcement for us was like, that was exactly what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Joe, what do you say? I'm on the record with 6-5.
I'm gonna go 6-5. Win all home games, lose all away games.
Okay,
I'm with that. That almost happened in 2 years ago? They got pretty close to losing all their away games,
yep.
and they really tried to. And we won all the home games. I don't think that's like crazy to think.
At Oil Cuse again, active on the Twitter this week, he says, 8 wins, suck it, Joe.
Wow. All right.
At Colette Jeff, not playing. At KE_OB, they shouldn't play. Okay.
That wasn't the question.
I know. All right. So let's play a little Would You Rather, Syracuse edition, as it should be. At Baptized by Fire, our buddy Dominic here says, lose to Liberty, but beat. Would you rather lose to Liberty and beat Clemson and Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or lose. No brainer. Okay, absolutely.
That's like,
too
that's
easy.
Like someone asked you, like, would you rather have $5,000 or $10,000?
Right. $2,000 or $10,000.
Right.
I think that all just. That all depends on if you like the expected or the unexpected.
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll take the big wins over you know, losing
especially
a bad one.
Away?
Yeah.
Away at Clemson and at Notre Dame? Sign me up for that.
Easy. I would lose the rest of, honestly, if we beat Notre Dame and Clemson, I would go 2 in whatever.
Right. I talked to my
I'm telling you, I would.
Yeah. I talked to my brother-in-law today. I asked him what he thought about Notre Dame's chances in the ACC. He's like, "I think they're pretty good. I think they're pretty good." Of course you do. Okay.
That's exactly what I thought you were going to say. Cool.
Compared to Virginia Tech? Yeah, that sounds good. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't get where I know exactly where the Notre Dame exceptionalism comes from. I don't know what I'm talking about when I say I don't know where it comes from.
The movie Rudy?
No, Chris. Like, they just wake up and think they're better than everybody.
I know.
It's like,
I wake up and piss excellence.
That's exactly
right. Facebook, Chris C says, would you rather tailgate up on the hill in small groups or a big group in your driveway? I mean, it's too easy, too, right? Come on. We got to get
up
at the hill, as always.
I'm not trying to tailgate and then drive. Come on, get out of here.
Yeah, well, you just drive to your garage. That's where I'd be driving.
No, you're talking about fans and no, okay, yeah,
right,
yeah,
right. But to me, I'm almost out on going to football games anymore. Like, unless I'm getting the treatment, you know, I'm going in and not having to pay for anything. I can sit in the booth and watch it like a coach. Like, I'm out. It's just, it's too much of a hassle. It's too good on TV, and you can make all your favorite food or drinks at home. You know, enjoy
for way cheaper
family show. Yeah, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah, it's true. Let's see. Greg R on Facebook, would you rather call 2020 season a mulligan and start in 2021 or start practice for 2020 only to be canceled at the 11th hour? I mean, I say go for it. Go for it and rip the Band-Aid off at once.
You know, hey, look.
That's tough.
This is my thing. I feel like you got to try.
Exactly.
I think it's kind of playing out in our hands, right? That's like saying, would you rather be the Pac-12 conference or the SEC conference? And would you rather have already given up, or would you rather them still be fighting?
You mentioned Michigan's practicing, right? Their season's been canceled.
Hey, look, Harbaugh's not giving up those practices. You only get so many hours, bro.
You know what, man? Like, and you know what? As a player, I think that if I were still a player right now, you obviously go for, you know, you practice until you can't anymore. Just because that's like I said before, that's what you wake up. That's what gets you out of bed every day is the fact that maybe you'll make a good play today.
Routine.
And the fact that the routine is the routine, the standard's the standard, you know, whatever, you know, buzzwords you want to throw out there as a coach. But really, like, to me, when I got really good at playing football was when I really tried to better myself in practice, and then you enjoyed that side of it. Because that's, like, what all the, like, you know, really high-level players do. And there's a skill and an art and an appreciation for that, that it's kind of like golfing where it's the thing that you can always play just against yourself. And once you can, you know, take it to that level, it's really important to make sure that you're grinding and you're, you know, making sure that that sword is still sharp, all that stuff.
Repetition. But
for me, as a fan, I want to know from the moment they know whether or not I can be expecting them on the field or not.
Right.
Because if not, I can't get my heart broken.
I got one more, and then we're going to wrap it up. This is mine, okay? Would you rather go 0-11 or have the season canceled before it starts? I'm going 0-11, guys.
0-11.
I'll watch them lose every game. Tyler's thinking really hard. He's looking around a lot.
0-11, guys. Okay, so... The biggest record difference in the world is 0-11 and 1-10. Here's the reason why. 0-11, you can just say, look, guys, we didn't care. We quit on the coach. Whatnot, what have you.
Or we sucked.
1-10 means you tried to win all 11 and you won one.
Yeah, I guess.
That's tough, Lick City. But as 0-11, you know, you can kind of sell it like, you know, hey, look, you know, all positions are up for grabs. You know, you can come in and compete right away, all that stuff, you know. But
yeah, I think so.
What's your answer?
Like outside of a,
what's Tyler's like answer?
Outside. Oh yeah,
did he give an answer? He didn't give an answer. He gave an explanation.
Dude, I'm gonna swear if you keep asking me for this answer, I'm just gonna lay an F bomb down on the
table. Well, I think he said that he'd rather go 0-11 than 1-10, right? I mean,
I think
no, he said he'd rather go 1-10, but that wasn't in the equation.
No, I would not rather go 1-10. I think I'd rather go 0-11 if I have to. If we had to line him up every time, I think I'd do that. But then it's like, if we're 0-11, we got so many bigger problems in my mind. Corona be damned. Like, you know, we got to think about everybody's on the hot seat.
Yeah. I mean, I look at it like this, right? Like, there's only three conferences right now that are even up for grabs of playing.
Right.
So if we go 0-11, then there was a football game or football season, which means that there's a whole bunch of other kind of really good football going on, considering there's going to be three big conferences playing 10 games seasons in their conference. So I'm looking at more as like an overall football fan versus a Syracuse fan.
Right, but you're not taking into consideration the fact that the team that you root for will be playing and upsetting you by
they
playing
will,
bad football.
Right. I understand that, but I think the other games might be able to heal a little bit of that. I don't know. It's tough. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know how I feel until it happens, but
hey, Sean, how is it for you being a Raiders fan? Like, do you love it when they lose all the time?
I really don't. You're a Raiders fan. At some point, it just you're numb to it. You expect it. It doesn't matter what coach you bring back, Art Shell, John Gruden. It doesn't matter. You could raise Al Davis from the grave and put his corpse in a wheelchair on the sidelines. It's not going to matter.
Shout out Al Davis.
Yeah, that's right. SU alum. That's right. He's partly responsible for building the NFL to what it is today, actually. So,
well, and same with Jerry Jones, and I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, but whatever.
It's the same. I've been through 3-13 seasons. But
you get used to it. You get used to it. I mean, it is what it is. You can't tell me jokes that I haven't already heard or that I've already made.
Right.
And it's different in the NFL too, because that's professional on professional on professional. Like, everybody's good. So, I mean, you can, unlike NCAA, you can go from worst to Super Bowl with a great offseason, a great draft class in the NFL. So.
And there's more moving parts, all that stuff, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like, if you can't win one game in college football, it's like, there's a long look in the mirror. Like, we're talking Southern Miss a couple years ago, where it's like, oh boy, 0-12. So it's just something that you don't see very often, because, like you said, we would have to know going into it. Like, let's put it this way. If the football god said everybody can play the season, but Syracuse has to go 0-11, it's your call whether the season gets played or not, I would accept that.
Absolutely.
So you want to know going in. Because I'll tell you what, I can see a situation where it's like, okay, football's starting, and then we get all the way to game 5, and it's the game against Liberty right before at Clemson.
And we're 0-5.
And we lose that game, and we're 0-5, and it's like, never mind, can we go back?
But we still get our two wins versus Clemson and Notre Dame.
Yeah, if you want to combine the two.
I'll take it.
Hey, look, everybody, we appreciate you listening, obviously. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Bet Online. Thank you, Manscaped. Look, do what Peter McNeely did, and go ahead and rate and review the podcast. We really appreciate it. Give the 5-star reviews. I think everybody who already has. Peter McNeely says, Trappers 2, 5 stars. If you don't like this show, you have a big dump in your pants. Okay? So that was actually Tyler. That was actually Tyler's Morona in appreciate.
That's why I put the apostrophe in there. It does that on all my Apple products. It's just like decided one day.
But if you want to be cool like Tyler and come up with something that's going to make me laugh out loud to myself, go ahead, go over to iTunes.
I know I say this every time. I love your show, so however I can help out.
Tyler, God, stop it. You make me blush.
That was funny. I saw the trap. I mean, I got it. Trappers 2.
You got a big dump in your pants. A grown man said that before he fought Mike Tyson.
I'm glad I got you. I'm glad it did what it set out to do. I was really trying to do it like, you know, under the radar, and the ethanol thing cracked me up. So I was like, you know what? I love these. And then you said, rate and review the show. So I said, I will. And I gave you a review.
I appreciate it. You're awesome, Tyler. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Tyler. We love you, brother. Look, just be ready at a whim, okay?
That's me.
Short notice Sean. That's my name.
That is your new name.
Because we thought this up about 10 minutes before I texted you. So we appreciate you being available, man. We love having you on. It's always a blast. It's always insightful. So we appreciate it. But that's it. That's all I've got. I'm late to go pick my daughter up because, as I knew I would with Tyler and Joe bloviating. So for Joe and today Tyler, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.